This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Morning. Happy Saturday, March 23rd. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. On Tuesday, we officially welcome spring. Our world is awakening from winter. Our days are getting longer. We'll have more sunshine, get more free vitamin D, and spend more time outdoors. We'll emerge from our hibernation and start spring cleaning, and work on our gardens and outdoor spaces. Today marks the last day of Canada Water Week. Yesterday was World Water Day. Before we start washing our cars and watering our lawns and gardens and consuming water, it would be wise to understand how precious a commodity water is. 1 in 9 people in the world have no access to safe water. There are 6,000 water-related deaths a day worldwide. A normally active person needs to drink about 2 liters each day. We look around us and we see an abundance of water. Nearly 70% of the earth is covered by water. But unfortunately, only less than 1% is usable by humans. The rest is either salt water, fresh frozen water in the ice caps, or inaccessible for practical use. The water cycle continuously returns water to Earth. However, it's not always in the same place or quantity or quality. We in Canada are the stewards of 1/5 of the world's fresh water. We have over 2 million lakes and rivers. And we rely on water for a lot. For transportation, for employment, for food, for recreation, for our survival. Billions of people are living without access to safe drinking water. Also, they lack access to safe sanitation and basic hygiene. There's a water crisis in our world today. We Canadians use approximately 223 liters of water per person per day. That makes us one of the largest per capita water consumers in the world. Since fresh water is such a limited resource, we need to consider how to use and consume our water, both in our homes and outside. When we conserve water, we can save money on our power bills by using less energy to heat and pump the water. And we can possibly delay or prevent the need to expand our water and wastewater treatment plants, and that way we're going to save tax money as well. It's not complicated to develop good water-saving habits. We can make every drop of water count. We can check for leaks to prevent wasting water. In our bathrooms, toilets are the most common culprits for leakage. To test, we just need to drop some food coloring into the tank and wait a while. If the water in the toilet bowl is colored, there's a leak to address. We can install water-saving devices like water faucet aerators, low-flow shower heads, toilet dams, and water-efficient toilets and fixtures, and use much, much less water. When brushing our teeth, we can shut the tap once we wet our toothbrush. It's surprising how something so simple can save water, and yet it's a habit we need to cultivate. We can take shorter showers rather than baths. In our kitchen, we can fill the dishwasher full before we run it. We can rinse vegetables in a stopped sink or pan rather than running the water. It makes sense to keep cooking fats and grease out of the drains and avoid sewer backups. When shopping for appliances, we can purchase high-efficiency ones. As we prepare our gardens outdoors, We can put a layer of mulch around our trees and plants to slow evaporation of moisture. Rather than hose an area to clean it, we can sweep it clean. And whenever a bucket or a sponge will work, we can use them rather than hose things down. What we do matters. We can use our water supply responsibly. Although we have abundant renewable fresh water, there's an increasing demand and climate change, and that will impact on our supply. So we definitely will benefit and be smart to conserve water wherever we can. By simply reducing the time we spend in our shower by 2 minutes, we can save approximately 2,600 liters of water per month. By being water conscious, we can save money and also set an example for our children and for the world. We've all heard the proverb, waste not, want not. Water is the source of all life. It makes up 60% of our body. 73% of our heart is water. 80% of our brain is water. We can't live without it. We need to use it wisely. So on this last day of Canada Water Week and this first week of spring, let's resolve to make every drop of water count and do what we can at home, at work, and at play to conserve it. W.H. Auden said, "Thousands have lived without love, none without water." It's true. We must pay attention and do our best to leave a legacy of abundant, clean, potable water for the future generations. Let's start today. It's all about awareness and action. We each can learn and do our best to live well and be aware of our water consumption. Today, the From a Woman's Perspective team will share their knowledge and experience to anyone wishing to take charge of their life and make informed decisions. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, Christine, the health coach. We'll speak about relationships with Cupid Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. We'll talk hearing aids with Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. We'll get smart real estate solutions from Sharon Parenteau, talk accessibility with Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And after just one important message about organ donation, we'll get started with a conversation with financial planner Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I am Marilyn Waston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now financial planner Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial, who helps people plan for their financial well-being and a comfortable life, joins us. He has a vast experience and lots of stories to share, and I'm looking forward to hearing one today. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm really looking forward to your happy story.
Okay, I have a happy story. I was intrigued by your opening commentary about water. Its use and importance remind me of a client who also valued the idea of the environment and the idea of leaving a legacy. And so I helped them craft a strategy that worked for them. Keith and Martha are a solid middle-class couple, not dissimilar to many Torontonians. Their house wealthy, consistent savers, have not lived ostentatiously or to excess. You'd see them as good neighbors who have made a positive, if not profound, contribution to their community. Keith worked for many years in technology, and Martha was a dedicated teacher who cared deeply for her students and could enrich your understanding of children and the many challenges they face through the stories that she could relate to you. They never had children. However, giving back to the community was always something they enjoyed. The other thing they valued was camping and trips to the various provincial parks in Ontario, Algonquin and others, or visiting the many lakes and conservation areas. While I might not describe them as conservationists or as environmentalists, they certainly appreciated the serenity and beauty of nature. This was one of the reasons why, when they sold their home in Toronto, they bought a property in the Kawartha Lake area. Perhaps about a decade ago, we were having a meeting, we were chatting, and they were doing this move to the Kawartha Lake, and I was regaling them with the story of a mallard duck family that had chosen to nest under the protective canopy of a weeping white pine tree that we had at the front of our house. The ducklings survived the nesting period, and we all witnessed the seven ducklings and their mother waddle several blocks from the front of our house through the many front lawns across some streets and finally arrive at the relative safety of the Islington Golf Course and a tributary of the Etobicoke Creek. There was even this tension-filled moment when one of the ducklings fell into a storm sewer grate, and we had to figure out a way to get this very heavy grate up and get this duckling without injuring it out of the storm sewer. The other notable point to say is that they didn't have a large family. Their life was not one filled with family gatherings with, you know, lots of nieces and nephews. So upon the death of one of them, the other would be challenged to overcome the loneliness and isolation that they might feel. The one thing led to another, and they decided they wanted to make a substantial gift for the preservation of wetlands, something that they felt would benefit all of us. When we examined their financial plan, we realized that they had surplus money, money that could be used to purchase a substantial joint first-to-die life insurance policy that had premium payment flexibility. We used the investment returns from this surplus house money to pay these premiums. As time went on, we also regularly transferred some of the money to their tax-free savings account. Eventually, the TIFSA became the place where virtually all of the surplus cash resided. As time went on, the tax-free investment returns in the TIFSA meant that they did not have to increase their taxable income to make this life insurance contribution. Their tax-deductible life insurance premiums payments lowered their taxable income in this regard because they used TIFSA money, which is tax-free. As each contribution reduced their taxable income, they consequently had more money to use for their enjoyment or philanthropy. This virtuous cycle of increasing gifts and saving tax was extremely satisfying to them. So why this approach? As I contemplated their circumstances, I wondered how the death of one and the survival of the other might play out. I wondered whether this gift, triggered through death, would be a life in future and future-affirming for the survivor. They chose the organization Ducks Unlimited and would bestow their appreciation in their community and might celebrate this gift, a community of like-minded people embracing their generosity of a fellow member, perhaps an emotional balm for a profound loss. I'm reminded of a quote, you may have heard it in the show Afterlife, "Society grows great when old men plant trees in whose shade they know they shall never sit." For Keith and Martha, the ability to give back and multiply their contributions to something they value while not jeopardizing their own financial well-being is satisfying for me as a financial planner. My hope for them is that when one of them does pass away, the survivor finds gratitude and a profound sense of satisfaction in having done something good.
So Keith and Martha are doing something for our planet. They're doing something for their neighbors and for themselves. And this virtuous cycle that you describe basically means that they save tax dollars, they make their money work effectively for them, and it's a marvelous way of doing things. And as I understand it, even though they live in the Kawartha Lakes, you go to visit them and review this every year?
As a matter of fact, I'm in what I call my State of the Nations tour. And I go to see all my clients. COVID kind of screwed this up a little bit. But I go to see all of my clients twice a year. The first meeting is the State of the Nation. And it is, how is your portfolio done relative to your plan and the needs that your money, the return that your money needs to get for you so that you can meet your needs? This has been a great year. Everybody's ahead of plan. People have surpluses in their plan. And I told a woman last night, we had a conversation, and I said to her, you're good to go now. You don't have to wait 3 years. you're good to go now. I reduced the rate of return that she would get on her business by about 25%. I reduced the return that she would get on her business by about 25%. And that had the impact of being profoundly revealing for her. You know, she kind of sat back and went, you mean I could go now if I wanted to? And I said, yes.
So, Kevin, if people are listening and they're looking at what they've done and maybe they want to create their own virtuous cycle or make their money work a little harder, are you willing to take a call and have a conversation?
Of course. Happy to help.
So how do we reach you?
416-708-6229, or you can drop me a note at kgiffen@fullcirclefinancial.ca.
416-708-6229. A financial planner who works with his mind, his experience, and his heart. All you have to do is have the conversation and then make your money work harder for you. Thank you, Kevin. I look forward to another happy story next week.
Sounds good, Marilyn. Enjoy the week and have a great weekend.
You too.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So many of my patients will ask me about some of their hormone issues. And, you know, really, our hormones play a crucial role in maintaining the delicate balance that keeps our body functioning at its best. And unfortunately, on a regular basis, we're actually exposed to a lot of hormone-disrupting chemicals. So I wanted to talk a little bit about these hormone disruptors or these hormone-disrupting chemicals that we're often exposed to, the impacts of them, and how we can actually eliminate them. So the types of disruptors, chemicals that we're exposed to, they're kind of hard to avoid, but really knowledge is really important. It's an important first step in trying to avoid or minimize our exposure. So first of all, pesticides and herbicides are really powerful hormone disruptors, and harmful pesticides are actually found in about 75% of non-organic produce, for example, that we find in our grocery stores. So one of the easiest way we can eliminate the exposure is to buy organic foods. The second item is something called bisphenol A, and that was in the news many, many years ago, but it's a commonly known as BPA, and the synthetic compound, it actually lines food and drink containers. We're often exposed to things like parabens. They're also synthetic compounds, and parabens are used as a preservative in many cosmetic and body care products. Phthalates, these are man-made chemicals. They're all around us, and they're found in things like soaps and shampoos and nail polish. Most things that have a synthetic or chemical smell will have some sort of either a paraben or a phthalate in it. Stress, believe it or not, even stress can raise our response to, it can increase our cortisol level, and that can have a domino effect on other hormones. And I've spoken about this before, even poor sleep, not getting enough sleep can affect our body's ability to actually regulate the hormones like cortisol, our stress hormone. And unfortunately, you know, those kinds of stress hormones actually control our appetite and have a role to play in other hormones that control our appetite. So when our hormones are affected, we can feel more hungry, we can be more stressed, and it's a bit of a vicious circle. Lack of exercise. So for example, a sedentary lifestyle also impacts our hormones. Not getting enough exercise in our day can actually reduce our insulin sensitivity, and that can affect our hormones and cortisol levels and can increase, for example, weight gain, those kinds of things. So next week I'm going to talk a little bit about more about the impact of these hormone disruptors and how we can actually avoid them so that we can have healthy hormones. So in the meantime, people can give me a call. My phone number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So if you want to get to the root of your health problems naturally or learn more about hormone disruptors, give Dr. Betty Rosendahl a call. Take down the number 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
To live our best, to stay engaged in life, to be happy and comfortable and enjoy the company of others, we need to be able to hear well and to participate in conversations. Today, to explain how hearing devices can help improve our life, we're happy to have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. As we all know, hearing aids and water usually don't play well together. Historically, if a hearing aid got wet, it needed to be sent into the factory for service. This could leave the person wearing those hearing aids without for about a week or more sometimes. Moisture also causes another dreaded problem for hearing aids, corrosion. Corrosion is very bad for hearing aids as it gets inside the electronics and causes serious damage, which can necessitate costly repairs if the hearing aids are out of warranty. Modern hearing aids have become significantly better at moisture and water resistance. Most of the behind-the-ear models are now effectively water-resistant and, in some cases, marketed as waterproof. While I still would not recommend jumping into the pool with them in your ears, they will withstand a significant amount of moisture before potential failure. With the modernization of hearing aid technology, moisture-resisting materials, and the use of rechargeable hearing aids, the openings that were normally found in hearing aids have essentially been sealed up. This creates a much more robust hearing device. This is great news for all people who live their lives doing all kinds of activities, and even for those who don't, as it makes for a much better hearing experience. This topic today reminds me of a situation that happened well over 12 years ago when one of our client's mothers brought in a hearing aid that was worn by her child. This child had attended a birthday party, and it just so happened that he took off the hearing aid in a place where he shouldn't have and where there were many other active children. His hearing aid was taken and dipped into garlic pizza dipping sauce. This had effectively corrupted the microphones and rendered the hearing device inoperable. Now, thankfully, we had loaners that we could give him so that he wasn't left without when he was going to school, but that hearing aid was sent out, and it took about a week and a half to get it back. Had this been one of the newer models, it could have been cleaned off and put back into service almost immediately. So, if you have hearing aids that aren't being cleaned and checked on a regular basis, microphones, battery components, battery terminals, all of these things can potentially be corrupted by moisture, debris, sometimes even any type of oils from the skin. These are things that need to be maintained on a regular basis for the best possible experience.
So what you're saying is hearing aids are much better than they used to be, and they're always evolving. And if someone has hearing aids that aren't working, are you able to look at them and perhaps get them a new life?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of our most fun activities we do here.
And if someone has come back from March break and they dived into the pool and they've got water in their ear and they can't get it out, what do you think they should do, Edmund?
Well, that's one of the most common things that we do here. We do a lot of wax removals for people who come in, and a lot of times, usually after the weekend, we get phone calls saying, my ear is plugged. I went to a pool party and my ear got plugged up, or I went on vacation and my ear is completely plugged up. I need help. And we usually be able to take care of it within a few minutes.
So if people have plugged ears and March break was fun, but the water is in your ear, Edmund Ivazian can help you. And if your hearing aids aren't working and they're in your pocket instead of your ear, Edmund Ivazian can help you. All you have to do is remember Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian. And the number, Edmund?
The best number to reach us at is 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. We all need to hear clearly and well to enjoy our days, and water shouldn't be affecting us in a negative way. Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, can help those problems. 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund. Look forward to speaking to you again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had a cute couple come. They actually gave me a call together because they wanted to tell me, you know, a little bit about their story and what they've been up to since they met. And they're very excited and just a lovely couple. And it's interesting to me because when James came to me, he was a really successful guy. Like, he had had a very successful business. He'd been very entrepreneurial and he did business all over the world. And he'd run this company, which his kids had taken over, and he had a very nice retirement. Good-looking guy, tall. He'd had a lovely marriage. He was married to somebody he was very deeply in love with. And unfortunately, he lost her to cancer. And so he came to me, and he was a little sad, but ready to move on. It had been a couple of years, and he felt like his kids were in a good spot for him to move on. And they had actually suggested for him to come to a matchmaker, and they'd heard about me. So they put me in touch. And just a lovely, lovely guy. But he was very nervous. He said to me, you know, I'm so nervous. I don't know anything about this anymore. It's been 30 years. And even though I'm really confident and I've had a really successful career and I've talked to people all over the world, I find this absolutely like nerve-wracking. I'm shaking. And so he had a lot of questions. He said, you know, I don't even know where to take somebody anymore on a date. Like, what do I do? And so I was able to give him a little bit of advice about that. And he said, now who picks up the bill? Because I don't want to offend anybody. I'm assuming I'll be going out with some people that are sort of feminists or, you know, more, it's sort of different times now. So we talked a little bit about that. And luckily, I was able to put him at ease, and he came on board, and Cynthia and him were just a great match, and I knew that they would be a good match. She was also widowed not as recently, so it had been probably 5 or 6 years for her, but she hadn't done any dating, so this was sort of her first foray back into dating. And so the two of them, I thought, were a really, really good couple, and I turned out to be right. And he's back with a lot more confidence again now because he's managed to conquer the dating world as well and the relationship world as well. And I think they'll be together for many years to come. So very nice to see, but quite a transformation from when I interviewed him, that's for sure.
Well, you do coach people and you love to be right. And 75% of the time or more, you are a right and successful and people are happy being together. If someone wants to talk to you because they're ready to meet someone new, what do you recommend they do?
So the best thing to do is to give our office a call at 1-877-334-9041. It's a good first step. I like to do a free consultation with you to find out, first of all, that I've got people that meet your criteria. And oftentimes those people that I'm thinking about when I'm interviewing you end up being sort of like James and Cynthia. They're a match made in heaven. So it's always a good idea to do the interview when you're pretty sure that it's something you want to get started on pretty quick. And then from there, we start matching you within the week, providing, you know, that I feel like you're a good fit for the service. So that's the first step. Our website is mistyriverintros.com. There's a wealth of information on there. I write a dating blog, and you can also book your appointment right on the website.
So you don't have to worry. If you're ready to meet someone new, Cupid can be on your team, and she can coach you. Her name, Linda Miller. Her company, Misty River Introductions. And a toll-free number, 1-877-334-9041. One call, and you can have a chat, and then move forward from there. Thank you, Linda. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's a pleasure to be here. And today I wanted to talk to you about the nasty statement for COVID vaccine this spring. Just as a reminder, NACI is the National Advisory Committee on Immunization. That's Canada's guideline committee. They come out with guidelines, which are then followed differently in each province and territory. So implementation is provincial, but our guidelines are federal. And NACI came out with guidelines for COVID vaccine this spring. They'll come out with new guidelines in the fall. What NACI said is starting in the spring of 2024, the following individuals who are at increased risk of severe illness from COVID-19 may receive an additional dose of the XBB.1.5 COVID vaccine. So who does that take into account? Adults 65 years and older, adult residents in long-term care homes and other congregate living settings for seniors, and those who are severely immunocompromised. This is a very similar program to what we've done in the last spring, and generally we wait 6 months between a vaccine for COVID before getting another vaccine, unless somebody is at a very high risk. So if you've just had a vaccine, you're fine till the fall. If you haven't had something since last summer or last spring, you may want to consider getting a vaccine this spring if you're over 65, if you're living in a facility, or if you're immunocompromised. That's different than saying everybody needs to be vaccinated, and we really don't know how serious COVID will be this fall yet. And so we're going to see what NACI says in the fall, but for right now, it depends on whether you got your last vaccine more than 6 months ago, whether you're over 65, or whether you're immunocompromised.
Useful advice and clear language once again. Thank you for that heads up. I've actually wondered whether I should get a COVID vaccine, and since I'm over 65, I most certainly will. If anyone's interested in taking charge of their health, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging is a great place to start. Useful advice, Clear Language by Dr. Vivian Brown. You can get it at most bookstores, on Amazon, on drvivianbrown.com. And if you want a signed copy as a gift to someone, feel free to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Dr. Brown, thank you for that heads up about the COVID vaccine. I'm sure many people have been wondering what to do, and you've given us solid advice and good direction, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thanks so much, Marilyn. It's all about prevention.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, joins us with her weekly Smart Realty Solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. Last week, I shared my top 10 things to do before selling your house. Today, I'd like to continue sharing more valuable information in celebration of the spring selling season. And yes, real estate sales are somewhat cyclical, with the prices just about to peak in May. When selling a home, I like to discuss the four P's: preparation, pricing, presentation, and promotion. To recap, last week, we discussed the money-making home improvements that pay off at sale time. This information is all outlined in our booklet, Best Renovations for Return on Investment, and that's available through our website. Simple updates and cosmetic improvements can help you maximize the resale value of your home and also shorten the time your property is on the market. But today, I want to move to the tricky business of pricing a home for sale. No doubt you've seen flyers in the mail or ads on bus shelters offering free property evaluations. Now, there are even real estate apps that you can download that will provide you with an estimate of value. But have you ever wondered how I, as a realtor, arrive at that asking price for a property when we list it for sale? I use a triple check method of evaluating properties for sale. It all starts with gathering as much information and details about the subject property as possible. The age, the number of bedrooms, square footage, lot size, etc. But I also want to know what kind of upgrades or renovations you've done. Is the basement finished? Is there a pool in the yard? Has the kitchen been updated? The lists of improvements are particularly important in homes that were built more than 30 years ago, because the difference between the sale price of more original homes and those that have been renovated can be as much as $100,000 or $200,000, sometimes even more. So once the property questionnaire has been completed, it's time for my research to begin. First, I want to see what is currently for sale in your neighborhood and get a bead on the price point, the sales strategy, and the current days on market for properties like yours. Then I look for the properties that were recently sold. I take the time to look at the interior and exterior photos and evaluate the level of renovation for each of these properties. I'm searching for properties both sold and unsold that are closest in size and condition to yours. That's what we refer to as comparables. Sometimes there are no direct comparables for properties, or at least none that have sold recently, and that's when my expertise and understanding of economics matter. I'll do the calculations and adjustments for appreciation to those historic listings to establish an estimate of sale price in today's market. Sound complicated? Well, it's worth the effort, Marilyn, because pricing a home correctly is one of the most important things I can do as a real estate professional. It's crucial that I don't recommend a price that is too high, in which case the property will likely sit on the market unsold, or too low, and my clients leave money on the table. By taking the time to do this research, I can provide a price range of what my clients can reasonably expect their homes to sell for. However, as I caution, it's not me or the sellers who decide the so-called fair market value, but the buyers. The market will ultimately determine what a property is worth. So pricing is just the starting point. There's so much more that must be done to ensure the highest sale price in the shortest time possible. The next P in our house selling strategy is presentation, and we'll cover that more in detail next week. I'd like to end with an offer for my booklet called Pricing Strategies from Home Sellers. It's available on my website, smartrealtysolution.com, or by calling me at 416-460-5636. And if you're curious about the market value of your property, reach out and I can help with that too.
Well, Sharon, you don't just ask for people to list their property. You do your homework. Obviously, you want to get the highest price possible, but these booklets and all this information, you want people to make informed decisions so they're comfortable. And I commend you for that because it's something that people are afraid of, signing on the dotted line and then not getting the right price. So thank you for offering the Pricing Strategies booklet and your other booklets. And thank you for offering your time. If anyone wants to talk to you about the condition of their home, how to proceed, how do we reach you?
The best way is to give me a call at 416-460-5636, and I'd love to have that initial conversation.
A no-obligation conversation. Get the information you need so that you proceed and feel confident that you've done the right thing. Sharon Parenteau, Downsizing Realtor, 416-460-5636. Thanks, Sharon, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. As you know, these past few weeks, I've been at the home show, and it was such a great success. I got to speak to so many different people and address their accessibility needs. It was really a fun time, and I just want to thank everybody who stopped by the booth and took me up on my offer to get a free ticket and enjoy the show. So thank you for coming out. I also got the opportunity to have two presentations about the topic of aging in place. And this is such an important topic because it's actually a hot topic. Everybody wants to stay at home for as long as possible, but we got to implement the changes for safety as soon as possible. Now, for an example, like I said, I was at the home show for 2 weeks. The number one thing I heard when people walked by my booth was, I'm not there yet. And I know if you're listening, you're probably someone similar in the same boat that thinks you're not there yet, but I'm here to kind of start a little crusade because I think it's important to get away from that saying. You need to start putting plans in place now so you're never there. If you think that you're invincible and nothing can happen to you, trust me. Unfortunately, I've seen it happen to the healthiest of people. Doesn't matter if you're a senior, if you have a disability, if you're the healthiest person in the world and 25 years old, a fall can happen. So I'm here to let you know that Greater Toronto Accessibility can put an action plan into place for you. We can make you safe in the home that you love. If you're in the bathroom right now and you're taking a shower and you're getting into the tub, and you're one of those people that holds on to the tile or holds on to the towel bar that's meant for a towel, I might add, that's a sign that you need to have some safety in your bathroom. So whether it's adding a grab bar, cutting out a section of the tub to make your steps smaller, or completely renovating the bathtub, taking it out and putting a walk-in shower, that's the type of changes I'm talking about that you want to start thinking about today. Put the plan in place now so you don't have to worry about the future. If you're going to have a slip and fall, it's avoidable, and we can help you get through that, Marilyn.
Well, Daniel, safety for all. It's something that has nothing to do with age, as you've pointed out. If anyone wants to speak to you about making their home accessible and safe and be there all the time, a forever home, how do we reach you?
So you can call me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. And a show special quickly?
Yes. So if you're interested in getting any work done, I have something called the Total Home Safety Check. I can come to your house, give you a total assessment from top to bottom with a full written report, and you'll get pricing so you know how much things cost. Usually $89.95. I will give it away for free for the first three callers this week.
So just dial 647-206-6409, ask for Daniel, get your answers, and stay safe in your home. Thank you, Daniel. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Canada Water Week ends today. What better time to become more committed to conserving water? Yes, there's an abundance of water on our planet. But of the 3% that is fresh water, only a tiny fraction is drinkable. So let's be responsible stewards of the water here in Canada. It's not difficult to turn off the tap when the water isn't being used. Our actions may seem small, yet they will help the global problem. We can use our water in a sustainable manner. When we save water, we'll be ensuring that we will have enough supply for our future generations, and we'll make it possible for those in areas with little water to get enough water to live a good life. When we save water, we're living responsibly. We're combating the effects of climate change and nurturing our growing population. Let's not fool ourselves. The need for fresh water will increase, as will our global population. Our water sources are declining, and droughts are happening more often. Our best option is to start saving our water and adopt good habits. Each thing we do to conserve our water will make a difference. Just by getting in the habit of turning our tap off when we brush our teeth morning and night, we can save up to 30 liters of water. That adds up to about 750 liters a month. A dripping faucet looks as if it's a minute amount of water, yet it can waste nearly 2 liters a day. That's 60 liters a month. And you can do the math over a year and 10 years. It's a lot of water. Why pour good money down the drain? A washer or perhaps a new faucet will stop that drip. We are using our fresh water faster than it can be restored as groundwater. Every drop of water counts. So let's commit to reducing our consumption of water each day, because saving water is the right thing to do. Let's not take our water for granted. Benjamin Franklin said, "When the well is dry, we'll know the worth of water." Let's not wait for drought and short supply. Let's treat our water as the precious commodity it is. Save water and protect the source of all life. We can't live without it. It's time now to say goodbye for today. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. Thank you to Duncan, Ian, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very, very special thank you to you for joining us. Please know that all the From a Woman's Perspective team is here for anyone who wishes to take charge of their life. We'll gladly answer any questions and share our knowledge, expertise, and experience. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, as in Nancy, S.ca. Just look under the heading On Radio. Or you're always welcome to call me directly. I love to get your calls. 416-504-6777 is my number. That's Marilyn Weston, 416-504-6777. Have a fabulous day and a great week. Goodbye until next Saturday morning at 8, when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And remember, water is more precious than gold, and we need it to survive. So let's each do our part. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.